celebrity news.
What you know about? What you know about? Know about?
And what's trending? This is the Pulse VIP, the Mouse Edition.
The country's biggest show on TV, and we are so excited to have one of our favourite couples from Mouse join us right now. The wildlife of the party, Bride Lauren, and her groom, who's been described as too nice, Jonathan. Welcome to the Pulse, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Excited to chat to you guys. I mean, we loved watching you both fall in love on the show yesterday. Lauren, we absolutely love your sometimes brutal honesty, and Jonathan, you just seem to be always taking it all in your stride, not getting too caught up in the drama. How are you feeling so far about the response and the way you've been portrayed on the show?
The way I've been portrayed is exactly how I am. So if people don't like it, I mean, I knew that people either could have a good reaction to me or a very strong bad reaction. So
yeah,
I was very prepared, and what you've seen so far is just honestly how I am. So
yeah.
Take it or leave it.
100%. What about you, Jonathan? Can I ask? It was your stepsister, wasn't it? She was at the wedding.
Yeah.
Now, I know how these shows work. I know sometimes they can cut things together to create a bit of a storyline. Was she actually that judgy, or have they kind of just used bits and asked her questions to kind of get her to seem that like that character?
Yeah, so you got it right the second time.
Yeah.
Aaron Lauren actually got along really well.
Yeah.
Like, she made one comment about, oh, I'm not sure if Lauren's ready to settle down yet, and they just jumped on it. And then they took facial expressions from one and put it on another and made it look like,
yeah,
like Lauren would say stuff and Steph would laugh her ass off, and
yeah,
they would just make it look like she was really disappointed in how crude Lauren's humour was or
yeah,
something, when she loves it and is probably on the same, you know, page with Lauren when it comes to that sort of humour. So, yeah, don't believe everything you see. They did get along well. I think our wedding was just so much fun and everyone got along. They had to find some drama, and that's what they ran with.
Yeah, it just looked like you guys were in a really intense D&M, and then they just kind of cut her facial expressions and ran with it, you know?
Yeah.
Always the
way. The Jesus and cleavage one.
Yes, yes, that one. Yeah. Jesus and cleavage. Leavage, Lauren, you're going to get a tattoo on your nail.
Yeah, why not? On my forehead.
Why not? Love that. Lauren, you said you wanted someone driven, level-headed and calm, but you're usually attracted to red flags. Jonathan, you seem really happy around Lauren's outgoing, fun personality. How do you feel the experts went matching you guys?
I think they matched us really well. Like, on Perfect, we are we're exactly what each other asked for, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just going to be a matter of seeing how we navigate the challenges that the experts set for us, and how our, you know, the quirks of our individual personalities kind of set the stage for how we handle situations. And I think that's going to be really interesting for the viewers to watch.
Definitely. You told Jonathan he's too nice, and I think a lot of women who are usually attracted to guys that are no good for them can relate. I mean, I used to always get told I was too nice. Jonathan, I've now been in a relationship with someone for 7 years. So the nice guys do come out good sometimes, I think.
Okay.
Do you think
good
Jonathan could be the one to show you that a nice guy can actually be what you need and isn't necessarily boring just because he's a good guy?
Look, I definitely think he has what it takes to show me that. But I think as well, like, you guys got to see a tiny snippet of our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, you know, there was so much more to it. So I think me saying he's too nice, it wasn't saying necessarily, like, it's a bad thing or that it was derogatory to Jono.
Mm.
I felt that he was too nice for my personality. But I think everyone's kind of run with this, like, oh, well, she's just, you know, she's writing him off too early and blah, 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 blah. That's really not the case.
You know, I thought that might be the case, but there are always, you know,
yeah,
that there are a lot of girls who do just like the red flags. Like, there might be another one on the show that I think likes the red flags, because I think, you know, I'm talking about old man bun.
We do.
Tori.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. When we come back, we're going to chat more about the drama from the dinner party tonight with Lauren and Jonathan from Maths.
Your home of celebrity news.
What you know about? What you know about? Know about?
And what's trending? This is the Pulse
VIP,
the Mouse Edition.
Now, Lauren and Jonathan, I want to talk about the drama that happened tonight with old man bun, Jack, the self-proclaimed alpha. So, essentially what happened was there was a leak to the media. He was on the show and his ex found out and she came out and said that apparently she thought they were dating, they were going strong, still together, and then he told her he was going to the US for a bit and he'd rocked up on Maps. Now, he's with Tori. Tori seems like quite a strong woman. Do you guys think that she's kind of falling for his crap or do you think she sees through it?
Tori's hard to read because she is a very intelligent, successful, confident woman. So if she says that she's okay, then she's okay.
Yeah.
However, in the same breath, I will say that Jack seems to have a good hold on her and maybe she's kind of loyally backing her man.
Yeah.
Regardless of what logic would suggest. Mm.
Yeah.
That's my PR politician answer for you.
I love that. We also saw tonight that Lauren, you mentioned Jack had asked Jonathan for help talking to the media about having a crazy ex. Jonathan, can you elaborate on that and what was said?
Yeah, he did that a few times throughout, but yeah, he seemed to know something was going to go wrong,
yeah.
But then say, no, it didn't actually happen, but he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see a bit of odd behaviour and all.
I can see it coming already. I mean, there's a few things. He says this thing to Tori at the dinner party where I think she stood up for him and he goes, that's very attractive of you, very attractive trait or something. I was like, attractive trait?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, mate. Walking
yeah, his language yeah. around a, women yeah. is, yeah, mm. really weird. He doesn't realise it's not 1950 anymore and you can't sort your missus out or, you know, then the alpha, the I'm a provider, a protector, a leader. Like,
yeah.
The language he uses is just not very common in day-to-day life
no
in
way.
Old 2023.
Oh, 100%. And tonight, for the first time ever, at the first dinner party, we saw a couple choose to leave the show. Natalie and Collins, they weren't working. What did you think of Collins' little farewell speech? I mean, he just seems like an actor, but a really bad actor that's been put on the show.
You nailed it.
Agree with you more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly,
you know, it was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing
to watch. We were all just like,
we were dying. We were
crazy. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going home too. Oh, I was like, bro, yeah. are you on something? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, he loved a long, dramatic speech.
Yeah. I know, I feel a bit sorry for Natalie.
Wait until the commitment ceremony, mate, and then you'll really have some fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so bad.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got my popcorn ready, guys, and you guys are great. I'm looking forward to seeing more of you as well. Maths is on Monday to Thursday nights at 7:30 PM on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.